You're listening to Community Radio WRFG Atlanta and on the World Wide Web at WRFG.org. 89.3 FM. We're proudly your listener-supported station for progressive information.
And the time on WRFG is just after 5 o'clock. John Falstaff with you for the next 2 hours. We know we have something special lined up for you at 6 o'clock. I want you to cast your mind back 50 years, 1962. The Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem had already well established themselves in the US and were finding new fans back home. The Chieftains, well, they were just about to take off and separate from Sean O'Reilly. But the Dubliners were the band that really made it a go in 1962 in O'Donoghue's pub. Barney McKenna of the Dubliners passed away this week at the age of 72. We'll have a special on him at the top of the hour. To put you in the mood, here's a song all about O'Donoghue's, and Barney and many other famous people are mentioned in here. This is from Andy Irvine and Friends, and it's simply called O'Donoghue's.
It was August 1962 when I first set foot in O'Donoghue's. A world of music, friends and booze opened up before me. I never could have guessed as I walked through the door just what the future had in store. A crossroads for my life I saw lying there to taunt me. Oh, I was an actor, I played straight, I played in the gaiety, played at the gate. My mother in 1928 had trod those boards before me. I was getting tired of the company, an actor's life did not suit me. I said goodbye, you'll never see me back here in Nearies. Johnny Moynihan in his fusty coat was the first to play there in Merrion Row. When they brought the bazooki to Ireland, you know, way storm along John, Addy and Maureen O'Donoghue, Kieran Burke, Luke Kelly, Ronnie Drew, Barney McKenna and me and you in the early 1960s. Well, Paddy and Maureen, very, very sound, though she liked to camp on the moral high ground. If you had long hair, you were outward bound. Go down your blood-red roses. Ronnie Drew in his fine suit of blue, in a voice like gravel that would cut you in two. We thought he was Dublin through and through, but he blew in from Dunleary. Joe Ryan and John Kelly in the front bar, their fiddles are from the County Clare. Joe Keeney sings in the cold night air in the laneway after closing. Our sea shanties in perfect tune and Seamus Ennis in the afternoon. It was all over much too soon. Days of wine and roses. Banjo Barney calling the tune. Mary Jordan's a whiz on the spoons. Up the Swanee and down the Broom. Barney's rising to it. They carry him bodily out of the jacks. He empties his bladder and they carry him back. He swallows his pint and he's right back on track. How the fuck does he do it? Banjo and his red hair. Oh, what times, what an atmosphere. What more would a young man wish for? How I'd spend my time was never in doubt. This is what life was all about. A bowl of soup and a pint of stout. August fog and meat shoot Maraposhe. Dave Smith never short of a witty phrase. Sonny Broken love the way he plays. Ted McKenna, God bless the days of Italian mandolinos. At closing time we didn't go far, just down the road to the Pint Coffee Bar. The usual suspects, there you are. Have yous no homes to go to? Well, putting up a note on the message board, Sweeney's men have a good old lord. We have to meet at 12 o'clock for the journey down to Galway. But the Sweeney band broke down at the door, and we didn't get started till a quarter past four, to the merry tune of the Dolan snore. All away, me Rosie. It all came to an end in 68. The rest of the world was lying in wait, and I started out for a new landscape, set sail for the Pyrene Mountains.
From the old north wall sailed away, and all me friends were there on the quay. Won't be back for many's a day, but it was bloody great while it lasted. It was August 1962 when I first set foot in O'Donoghue's. A world of music, friends and booze hastening towards me. I never could have guessed as I walked through the door just what the future had in store. A crossroads for my life I saw lying there before me.
Wonderful stuff there from Andy Irvine and Friends. That was an album put out under the band name Mosaic. They had two albums out, and that's the opening track from the Chasing Trains album. Just simply called O'Donoghue's, all about that pub in Merrion Row, which is still going strong, where the Dubliners most famously played for many, many years. And they were founded 50 years ago this year, and they just celebrated their 50th anniversary, and sadly, 3 days ago or so, Barney McKenna passed away. A wonderful banjo player. We'll be having a special on his contributions to the Dubliners, and that's all coming up at 6 o'clock. We're going to move right along with two albums here of Irish musicians performing with Nashville musicians in Nashville. Just got back in from Nashville myself a few hours ago. This, to start us off, is the Brock McGuire Band with Ricky Skaggs and Friends.
Thank you. As I roved out one evening fair, o'er the verdant breeze of screen, I sat my back to a hawthorn tree to view the sun in the west country, the dew on the forest green. A lad I spied on yon burnside, and a maiden by his knee, and he was as dark as the berry brown wood, and she alway and one to see, alway and one to see. Come sit you down on the grass, he said, on the dewy grass so green, for the wee birds all have come and gone since I my true love have seen, since I my true love have seen.
June 26, 1975 started out as a beautiful day. The air sweet and heavy after an especially violent overnight thunderstorm that all but blew our tents away. It had kept us up late and I'd slept in our makeshift tents.
A group of American Indians and allies supporting clemency for Leonard Peltier, the American Indian movement leader and political prisoner since 1976, have been marching from California to Washington, D.C. in behalf of clemency for Peltier and for economic, social, and cultural rights for all people. On Saturday, April 21st, they will march along the Freedom Parkway path to Moreland Avenue, starting at 1 p.m. from the King Center at 449 Auburn Avenue. On Monday, April 23rd, starting at 7:30 p.m., the marchers will present a cultural exchange with traditional Indian dancers, dinner, and a benefit concert featuring the X-Pan Band at the Arts Exchange, 750 Kalb Avenue in East Atlanta. For more information, the contact person is Reed Jenkins at 404-525-4360. That's 404-525-4360. This is another public service announcement brought to you by your listener-supported community radio, WRFG 89.3 FM, your station for progressive information.
I ran, trying to wipe the sweat from my eyes, and I dropped my ammo bag, I remember. Bullets were flying past my head just inches away. No way of telling who was firing at whom.
Started off with the Brock McGuire Band from their CD Green Grass Bluegrass, released a year ago in Nashville, Tennessee, with help of Ricky Skaggs and many associated musicians. Roots Music from Ireland and America is the subtitle, and we heard the opening track Moving Cloud, which is of course the name of a group that Manus McGuire was part of for many years. And we followed up with two in a row from the new album by Cherish the Ladies, which was also recorded in Nashville. It's called Country Crossroads, The Nashville Sessions, and we heard a little help from Maura O'Connell there singing The Verdant Braes of Screen, and then a lovely tune called Waltzing Down the Aisle. If you are a fan of teetotalers, as in people who do not drink alcohol, Or if you're not a fan of teetotalers, I think you will be a fan of these teetotalers. There's a new trio, supergroup, Irish trio, composed of Martin Hayes, John Doyle and Kevin Crawford. They're called the Teetotalers. They're a touring ensemble at the moment. To my knowledge, they have yet to release a recording, but they're coming to town. They're one of three exciting concerts coming up in the next couple of months. We'll tell you about all of those shows during the course of this show, but this one we just heard about a few hours ago. They are playing at Eddie's Attic on Sunday the 27th of May. The Teetotalers, featuring Martin Hayes, Kevin Crawford and John Doyle. Let's take a listen to John Doyle right now.
In the cold grey light of morning, after the deal had gone down, I awoke and shook all over, hoping a dram would bring me round. While I stared at the sight all around me, dusted blue and faded grey, men in heaps were scattered, men who fought and died the other day. While I lived my youth in Connemara, roving from town to town, I shipped on board of the Amelia, to New York City I was bound. Not for honor, nor for country, we kill for three square meals a day. Off the boat and pack on shoulders, gun in hand, we're here to stay. At Fredericksburg, we rose to meet them, though we knew the price we'd pay. But the Irish Brigade will not surrender, fog of Allah cleared away. General Marr, he gave the order, up Mary's Heights, charge away. The hills were rife with blood and murder, as we gouged and tore our way. Macmillan's rebels, they fired upon us, shot and shell, buck and ball. Their green flag rose high above them, as ours fell on the battle wall. At Fredericksburg we rose to meet them, though we knew the price we'd pay. But the Irish Brigade will not surrender, fog of Allah cleared away. Face to face there, a young rebel, he charged me in the fray. I stood my ground and my blade went through him. I did the devil's work that day. For I saw my face there before me, in the boy that I hewed down. He could have been a friend or brother, another exile from my town. 3,000 strong rose to fight them in Antietam's ripening corn. But Fredericksburg was our undoing, 300 left to weep and mourn. At Fredericksburg we rose to meet them, though we knew the price we'd pay. But the Irish Brigade will not surrender, fog of Allah cleared away. At Fredericksburg we rose to meet them, though we knew the price we'd pay. But the Irish Brigade will not surrender, fog of Allah cleared away. Fog of Allah cleared away.
θα μου ηθεί και τα κάπτει αν τελάω μην τορπρονία η καρδότσα θα μου αιθεν σου ή θα μου ηθεί κτράω σαν το πλάντερ χέντε δενούρ πέτα χωέτη κάτι πάκ ποτλον τέρπιν καβλόκ πάτη yn y mwt ac ar y darmar. Wyr a mwydig y dyr di angars, saes o beth fo y dyr bos. Ond unrhyw le mae angen labrwr, mae lle i Gymro bach y bos. Wyt ti'n mynd i swydd a mwydig, gyda gaf di yn dylaw. Corbryniau a riluniau mynd i swydd a mwydig draw. BSD yn swydd a mwydig efo pladur ar dy gefn cael medelwyr criod bryniau i'r gynheaf oedd y drefn. Cerdded yno dros y berwyn, cynneaf i'r tiroedd bras, cysgu ar y gwyllt agored, digon peth o ffordd y blas. Dad ei hunain wrth lafurio, dros barnwr dew y fferm ni coch. Oes o fenni a'i'r egwenni am chydig o genio gato. BSD yn swydd a mwydig efo gwladur ar dy gefn dan gorbryniau ar unia wedi'r cyfan dyn ar dref. Mynd i newid hyn o drefn efo bwa ar y dysgwyd cawef seithau ar dy gefn mynd i fyny gael dy hawlia car dy glefydd yn dy ddwrn a fedri dithau nawr wynebu y meithri hyn naeth yn fwr o ain acw yn arwain fe safon i'n un mynd a'n draid troi a ddori'r hen gadwy ni dad wneud yr hen nawnau. Wyt ti'n mynd i swydd am wythyd mynd i newid hyn o drefn llan corbryniau am mŵr ola dangos mir y dasgwr yn cefn.
Two in a row there from Arlog from Wales, from their fourth album, Arlog 4, put out on Sign Records. We started off with Mr. John Doyle and a track from his wonderful current album, Shadow and Light, the opening track, Clear the Way, Fogabala. John Doyle will be playing here with Martin Hayes and Kevin Crawford in an exciting new trio called the Teetotalers. It's all happening on Sunday, the 27th of May at Eddie's Attic, and we look forward to that. Two more concerts we're going to tell you about, but first, let's take a listen to some Scottish music. This is the Haddington Pipe Band.
Thank you. diamond is a ship, my lass, Trail of Davis, straight she's bound. And the key it is all garnished with bonny lasses all round. Captain Thompson gives the orders to sail the ocean wide, where the sun that never sets, me lads, nor darkness dims the sky. So it's cheer up, me lads, let your hearts never fail, while the bonny ship, the diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale. Along the quay at Peterheat, the lasses stand aroond, with the shawls all put about them and the salt is running down. Oh, don't you weep, my bonny lass, though you've been left behind, for the rose will grow on Greenland's ice before we change your mind. So it's cheer up, my lads, let your hearts never fail, when the bonny ship, the diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale. Here's a help to the resolution, likewise the Eliza Swan. Here's a help to the Battle of Montrose and the Diamond Ship of Fame. We wear the trousers, oh the white, and the jackets, oh the blue. When we return to Peterhead, we'll haste with terse and new. So it's cheer up, my lads, let your hearts never fail, while the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale. Let your hearts never fail, while the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale. It'll be all brick beat the neck when the Greenland lads come home. We'll ship this fool of oil, my lads, and money to her name. We'll mark the cradles for to rock and the blankets for to tear, and every lass in Peterhead sings hushaba, my dear. So it's cheer up, my lads, let your hearts never fail, while the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale. So cheer up, my lads, let your hearts never fail, while the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale.
Looking for a way to get your exercise on and support WRFG? Come on out to WRFG's first annual Freedom Run 5K race on May 5th, 2012. The race travels through the historic neighborhoods of Inman Park, Old Fourth Ward, and Edgewood, and is only $20 to enter, with all proceeds benefiting your community station for progressive news, information, and hand-picked music. There will be prizes given to the top men and ladies finishers, and we will have food trucks for your eating pleasure at the race's end. So come out, celebrate your health, and support the station. Register online at www.wrfgfreedomrun.org.
Make your plans now to attend the 36th annual WRFG Peach Blossom Bluegrass Festival on Saturday, April 21st. There will be 13 wonderful bluegrass bands, five of them completely new to the Peach Blossom. There will be food and drink for sale. It's a great time for the whole family. General admission is $12 in advance at the WRFG office or $15 at the door. WRFG members and senior citizens pay only $12 at the door. Students age 6 and older $6, and children under age 6 are free. The Peach Blossom is once again at the Clarkston Community Center, 3701 College Avenue, Clarkston, Georgia. WRFG's Peach Blossom Bluegrass Festival. It's going to be a great day.
Thank you.
unmistakable sound there of Alistair Fraser on fiddle with Natalie Haas on cello from their current album Highlanders Farewell. That was McLaughlin's Strathspey. We started off with the Haddington Pipe Band. They have a new album out called the Haddington Turnpike. It's available on Green Tracks, and we heard The Green Hills of Tyrol, The Battle's O'er, and Luck Inside. And in between, we heard an interesting take on The Bonnie Ship the Diamond from a new CD by Alistair Ogilvie. And it's also on Green Tracks, and it's called Leaves Say Green. That's the name of the album. The time here is about 12 minutes to the top of the hour. We have something special on Barney McKenna of the Dubliners, who passed away this week at the top of the hour. In the meantime, I want to give you some information about another concert that's coming up. We mentioned that on the 27th of May, we're going to have the Teetotalers at Eddie's Attic featuring John Doyle, Kevin Crawford and Martin Hayes. But you don't have to wait that long, because there's another exciting three-day extravaganza coming up at Emory. It's the Celtic Roots of Southern Music, and it's happening the 27th, the 28th and the 29th of April, which is a Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Full information is available from the following website, wbyatesfoundation.org. That's wbyatesfoundation.org. On the Friday night, among the headline events will be fiddler Jamie Laval and his band The Buzz Runners, with special guests Southern balladeer Shelley K. Adams. On the Saturday, there's going to be a concert by the Atlantic Fringe, which is fronted by Kathy Jordan of Dervish fame. And in that group is also Rick Epping, and we've heard the music of the two of them on another project that they put together a year or so ago. They're also going to have Irish Appalachian fiddler Henry Benna and Canadian folk guitarist Jordan McConnell. And on the Sunday, which is a matinee performance, I guess, at 1 o'clock, the Appalachian Connection featuring the Vega Quartet of Emory University, and also Mary Lomax and Bonnie Loggins and some other musicians. A lot of stuff going on over those 3 days, and you can buy tickets individually or get a special rate for a three-day pass. Information is available again from the W.B. Yeats Foundation website, which is wbyatesfoundation.org. We're going to move right along here with a song from Donegal, from Aoife Ní Earraig. This is The Apple Tree, Crown Newel.
Then Fowler, Raw Plague, O Chichu, and Bonu Ogan Ralish, for a walk at the Savoki, Mishy Spoki, Mitch Lagela, Vivi, Nivi, Nalanyo. Berlum and Gota, Gober, Sigarta, Gualu and Thort, Golufer is Goladger, a Hiru Eshkin, Sadalu Dita, and the walk at the Savoki, Mishy Spoki, Mitch Lagela.
Two in a row there from a brand new album by a band who are making waves in Scotland. Best up-and-coming act in the MG Alba Scots Trad Music Awards last year, 2011. Rura is their name, and we heard two from their new album. It's called Break It Up. We heard the intro and then The New Yorker. We started off with Aoife Ní Earraig and Crown Jewel, The Apple Tree. The time here in WRFG is 6 o'clock, and in a moment we're going to play you some music.